Jeff, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. You're officially back. So excited to see that you're going to be wearing some red and white again for CU. What's it like for you knowing that you're going to be back for a rare fifth year here?
Yeah, it's definitely very exciting for me. A lot of work's been going on in the past 4 years, and getting the opportunity to go back and, you know, kind of finish what we started and continue, you know, the Cornell lacrosse legacy is definitely something that was extremely important to me and something I couldn't wait to get back on campus and continue.
With this decision, does it feel like a weight has maybe been lifted off of your shoulders with all of the pressures of not knowing if you would be able to return?
Oh, yeah, it's a good way to describe it. You know, a lot of stuff's been going on lately, and you know, this process is definitely very long and kind of up and down. So I mean, it's kind of, you know, getting the final confirmation that, you know, this is able to go well for me was definitely something that, you know, kind of took some burden off my shoulders. You know, not sure if I was going to be able to go back, and then, you know, a lot of forms to be filled out. You know, just a long process, and, you know, finally, you know, getting the go-ahead is definitely something exciting.
Can you take me through a little bit more of that application process of getting that extra year, maybe a little bit more in terms of a timeline of events, when you figured out you wanted to get that fifth year, how long it took for, you know, everything to go through, and when you eventually found out that they gave you the okay? Do you remember the timeline of events of that stuff?
Yeah, so I mean, when everything happened and our season got cut short, I mean, I knew I wanted to go back right away. You know, that definitely wasn't as easy as being said, but I knew I wanted to go back, and that was kind of my goal. And then from there, it was just kind of a long process of talking to many different people and, you know, making sure that, you know, we did all the right things in the right order so that, you know, we didn't mess anything up. So then it took about 3 months, and you know, finally got confirmation a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, that was pretty exciting for me. And, you know, it was a long process, a little bit annoying at times, but, I had some people that did a lot of work for me and helped me out in a lot of ways. So thanks to a lot of people that did that. So, yeah, it was definitely long, but it was definitely worth it.
Was this a process then that began under Coach Milliman before he left, or was this something that kind of began under Coach Busick? Because you kind of mentioned how you started this right away, it sounded like.
Yeah, it was. They definitely overlapped. I kind of started this, you know, kind of right when I left campus. I mean, it didn't really start. It was just kind of the thought of me going back was there, and I gave that to the coaches. So, yeah, definitely overlapped.
We're chatting with Jeff Teat of the Cornell Big Red lacrosse team, senior attack for the Big Red. 27 points in 5 games this past season, as obviously the season was cut short. Was there ever any thoughts of playing somewhere else, or did you think that turning pro was maybe the way to go?
My main goal was always to come back.
Yeah.
So as long as that window was open, I didn't really kind of look anywhere else or kind of take my mind anywhere else, and maybe if that window did close, then I would kind of look elsewhere. But as long as that window was open, you know, my focus was getting back to Cornell and doing whatever I needed to come back. So
how would you kind of describe the process to somebody else who might be trying to do the same thing down the road for Cornell? I mean, I'm sure it was obviously very, very tedious, but is there a way to describe what you went through and culminate it all together?
I mean, from my side, it was kind of easy. I know a lot of people did a lot of work on their end.
Yeah.
But I would just say, you know, just having a lot of patience is key, because, you know, you can't just, you know, say you want to go back and then boom, it's done. There's a long process that needs to go through, and, you know, making sure it's done right is important, and having that patience is extremely important as well.
I've got to ask, because, you know, we see some of the reports that came out over the last couple of days about all of this, and obviously it was big news, but is it weird that people try to almost investigate your future for you? Because people were checking to see if you were in the commencement program, for God's sake. I mean, what's it like to, in some ways, have no privacy or no peace and quiet?
It's definitely interesting. some of the stuff you see on the internet and all over Twitter. But, you know, we kept our bubble of you know, what was going on, and kept tabs. So, I mean, as you know, we knew what was going on, so that's all that matters. But, yeah, definitely interesting to see some rumors and such.
Well, is there maybe any sort of pressure to keep up the standard of excellence you've created, or is it something that you really embrace because clearly people cared so much to where they were scouring through a commencement program to see if your name was listed on there? I mean, I guess it just goes to show you what kind of talent that you have. Is it something that you embrace, or is this something that, you know, can get to you a little bit?
Definitely have to embrace it. I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't say there's an added pressure or anything. It's just kind of just continuing where you started, right? It's kind of, for me, it's not restarting a year or anything like that. It's just kind of picking up where we left off and, you know, helping this team find its identity and you know, working to our ultimate goal of the national championship. So, I mean, nothing changes on our end. It's just another opportunity to compete with your teammates.
Yeah, Jeff Teat joining us here on Between the Lines, senior attack for the Cornell Big Red lacrosse team. He is back for a fifth year over there on the East Hill. You mentioned your team's identity and trying to figure that out. What do you feel like the identity of this year's team was? And do you feel like this was a true championship caliber winning team to win an NCAA title?
Most definitely. I think each year you have to, you know, find your identity. And as many of us are coming back, and, you know, it'll be the same, a lot of the same guys are going to be, you know, new teammates, you know, obviously a little bit different style coaching and stuff like that. But I mean, at the same time, every year is kind of a fresh start, and you got to, you know, find your identity. And, you know, as far as this past season, it's definitely a fun team to be around. You know, we responded well, we competed, and, you know, it didn't take, you know, a couple of days to find our identity. We kind of kept working on it, and I truly believe that we were still working at it. And unfortunately, it got cut short, but I think, you know, if the season were to continue, it kind of would have been scary to see our future potential.
Yeah, that's for sure. What do you feel like this extra year will allow you to focus on in terms of your skill set? What are you going to be putting the most emphasis on in prepping for next year?
I think it's a good, you know, it kind of good way to step back and, you know, kind of weigh all your options and kind of, you know, view the bigger picture a lot. A lot of times, you know, you're so busy, you just, you know, practicing and lifting and stuff like that. And now with all this time off, it's kind of good time to focus on, know what you can do to better yourselves and how you can help this team get to a better place. So, I mean, you know, obviously collectively we're doing a great job of, you know, staying in touch and making sure our eyes stay on the same goal. And, you know, personally, just trying to, you know, be the best version of myself every day. And I know everybody else is doing the same thing. So, I mean, it's a long process, and, you know, it's another, you know, 6 or 7 months or so back on campus, but a lot of time to improve, and looking forward to that.
We're joined by Jeff Teat of the Cornell Big Red men's lacrosse team here on BTL. Had 27 points in 5 games this past season. One of the best to ever do it over there on the East Hill. Officially granted a fifth year of eligibility for CU. When it was announced that Coach Busick would be taking over the reins as the head coach of the program, what was the first thought that came to your mind?
I was extremely excited. At that point, it was kind of the snowball effect of things kind of seemed like they were, you know, roadblocks for us, and kept trying to hurdle them. And then, you know, once we heard that news, it was kind of like a breath of fresh air. We were so excited to, you know, have him and Coach Stevens leading us, two guys that care so much about this program and have showed that over the course of their coaching career and their playing career. So I'm extremely excited. And, you know, as soon as that happened, you know, right back to work for us.
What else do they bring to the table in terms of their coaching and maybe some of their philosophies? Because as you alluded to, they're both Cornell guys, so obviously there's that aspect of it, the pride and the passion for the school and the program. But what else do they bring to the table?
I mean, their experience kind of speaks for itself. They're both All-Americans. They've both, you know, been here, done that. And, you know, I think they've both led by example when they played and when they've coached. So, you know, and it wasn't too long ago, so. You know, being able to see that, and, you know, and on top of that, they're two guys that care so much about this program, and it's so evident just after conversations with them about how much they care. So it's easy to kind of follow their leadership, and something that, you know, we're extremely extremely looking forward to.
And Jeff, before I let you run, kind of curious what you have planned for the summer. Obviously, these are some very odd times, and I'm sure you can only do so much when it comes to getting ready for a new season. But what are the or what is the game plan for you heading into the summer and getting ready for 2021?
Continue to work out, continue to play lacrosse, develop the skill set, spend some time, with my family and, my little brothers who also play lacrosse. So I think just, that this time of, uncertainty and a lot of stuff's pretty locked down here still. So, spend as much time as possible with my family and, also growing my lacrosse skill set and, keeping in touch with the team and stuff like that.
That's great. Hey, Jeff, be well, be safe, and again, really looking forward to seeing you back there out on the field at Schoelkopf next season. Can't wait to see you back out there, and thanks so much for a couple of minutes, okay?
Thank you very much.